Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
When you're constantly on the move, it's not just pits that break a sweat. From your armpits to your thighs and everywhere in between, new whole body deodorant cream and sticks from Shea Moisture are your secret weapon to staying fresh and confident all day long. They're made from melanin-rich skin and packed with plant-based goodness. So embrace a new era of freshness with whole body and stick deodorants from Shea Moisture at your nearest Walmart and Walmart.com. And when you do, your whole body's covered. What's up, you guys? This is Crystal here to tell you about our new sponsor, NatureBox. NatureBox is a monthly subscription service that delivers better snacks straight to you. It's not just any snacks. These are the real deal. No high fructose corn syrup, no hydrogenated oils, no artificial flavors or colors. These are smarter snacks. Go to naturebox.com to get 50% off your first box with promo code THEREAD. It's time to get nutritionist-approved snacks that you can feel good about at naturebox.com today for 50% off with promo code The Read. Now, let's get started. Hi.
Back again.
Yes.
This is the beginning of another show.
You sound like a librarian right now.
What?
Like you're going to tell all the kids, shh, shh, shh.
Yes, because it's time to read.
Yes.
Librarians.
Oh, I didn't even make that connection and I said it.
Things.
Got it.
Anyway, I am the sweat on Rasby's brow.
What? I'm not even gonna think of something to be. You make me so fucking sick. What the hell? I'm gonna think of something smart like that next week. What the
This is The Read.
You little dingleberry. How are you?
Gross. I'm great. It's Martin Luther King's birthday.
Yes, happy birthday. It's such an amazing, inspiring
Doc. Martin Luther King.
Yeah. You know, friends of the family. We just call him Doc.
Yeah, we should say Doc. And yes. So that meant plenty of Instagram photos of MLK. And
I did not see a single one.
What? I saw like 37.
Yeah, I don't follow people who post memes, though, and that sounds like a meme, so.
No, they're usually just seeing like really cute little portraits of Martin Luther King and stuff.
With like say, words like, on his face.
Birthday. Not words on his face. Well, some of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever. The point is, happy birthday to Martin Luther King Jr. And I hope that, you know, we can keep you at least resting.
We're still trying to overcome. We're still working on it. But thank you so much for all of your great work. Sir, we will do our best to uplift your memory.
Okay, so let's get started with the news this week. First of all, JoJo is free.
Look at God.
Isn't he on time all the time?
Well, I mean, I don't know if JoJo would call it on time, but you know, he showed up. So
all for good reason. JoJo is grown up. She has gone from the little girl who was maybe 10 when she started, and she's now 37.
JoJo is not
like that. I'm just kidding.
Oh, you are a stone cold.
Woo, it's been a while for JoJo. Listen. No, I think it's been like 7 years or something.
I'm not doing this with you today. Yes.
Her debut album came out in 2004.
I was obsessed with that little white girl. I was just like, I know this is not this baby singing like this. Like, I could not believe it.
JoJo's voice is incredible.
It is.
And so she's out of her contract with Black Ground after they had her over there stuffed in a damn Pringles can for however the fuck. Doing nothing. Just like, she was like the saddest story.
It was, right, it was pretty tragic.
Every time I think of JoJo, I just want to play Stole by Kelly Rowland.
Well, I thought her whole legal proceeding, I'm ignoring that. I thought all that was going to stretch out for a long time, but I guess the judge was like, no, you know, actually this Black Ground shit is some bullshit, so go on and do whatever you want to do. And Atlantic Records snatched her ass up so quick.
Well, apparently there was a campaign for her to get released from the label on Twitter sometime last year. I don't really remember it.
I remember tweeting something about that.
But she filed the lawsuit. I remember hearing all about that. And now she's free and Atlantic Records said thank you.
I'm excited because her mixtapes and all of her like random singles and stuff that she's put out over the years, I'm a big fan of like the direction she's taken her music.
Demonstrate.
So I'm all the way. Do you have a personal word and testimony about Demonstrate?
Demonstrate was when I said, okay, all right, JoJo, you're not, you know, little 11-year-old or whatever.
Right.
anymore. And I appreciate it. And her voice is phenomenal. I remember her being like, wait, JoJo is white?
Yes. Off of her last mixtape, I think Billions and Can't Handle the Truth are like my absolute favorites, especially Can't Handle the Truth. I just play that shit like constantly. So I'm so excited to see what a major label is going to do with her ass after all these years.
Congratulations, Miss JoJo. Now we can actually hear some damn music from you on a bigger scale.
You know what? I always wonder how artists make money when they don't put out music. I've always wondered, like, how do you survive as an artist if you don't have a job and you're not putting music out? Like, what do you do? How do you, just live off of the money you had back then, or?
I don't know.
Huh. I'm going to Google it because I don't know how it works.
Maybe hosting parties?
I don't think JoJo is the hosting parties type. But I do remember her saying in one of her lyrics is that she felt like she couldn't go back to working a 9-to-5, which I've heard a lot of self-employed people say. But it's just like, what are you supposed to do if you don't have a contract and you can't put music out? Like, I don't know. But whatever. I'm glad she's doing something now.
Good for you, girl.
Excited for you.
We'll see what happens. Now, let's move on to Biebs.
No.
Yeah.
No, just pick somebody else.
No.
No, because I've already said it about this motherfucker. So why?
Nope. Justin Bieber has some kind of 90210 beef with his neighbor. I don't really know much about it. It seems very like The Hills. It seems very Melrose Place. I'm not really sure what the problem is, but for some reason, he allegedly egged his neighbor's house and the neighbor recorded it, called 5-0. 5-0 came over and said, yes, this is exactly what we were looking for. Yes. How quick can you give us the repair estimates? We are trying to get him the fuck out of here today. What can we do? And so, he's facing a possible felony for vandalism because they're saying he did about $20,000 in damages because the man's house has Venetian plaster and, I don't know, fucking doors.
God, rich people and their rich people paint. What? It costs $20,000 to rinse that egg off the side of your ass?
The fucking snake dog from Never Ending Story would have to come and rebuild that shit
Good
with his breath
night,
for
Kid
me
Get
to
the
egg
fuck out of here.
Your house and pay that much
the
goddamn money for
snake
it.
Dog?
Wasn't it like a canine serpent?
If you don't get the hell out of my life, what?
What was it? Wasn't it like a...
It was a dog. Why do I know damn
Why was he
dog?
So lengthy?
I mean, it was a fantasy movie, so...
He was snake-like.
Okay, it's fine. I remember being creeped out by his scales. I thought he looked really creepy, like up close. That
I
dog
always
was
thought
just...
that he was quite terrifying.
Yeah, I mean, it's fine.
You see what happens when we talk about people?
Because nobody gives a shit about Justin Bieber.
So anyway, he could be facing felony vandalism. And so the cops raided his house randomly yesterday morning. And they arrested one of his homies, Lil Za or Zay.
What?
I have no clue. And first of all, the fact that there are still people calling themselves Lil, I don't know why this is happening.
How has this person turned his job into being Justin Bieber's friend and I haven't? What?
Celebrities out there, if you're looking for a full-time friend.
Listen, no, I can really do this.
I can do it. And I'm willing to, you know, do it. I won't, however, be taking the fall for your drugs. And I'm pretty sure that's what happened to little Zaziri, whatever his name is. Because the police say that they walked in there and they found cocaine in quote unquote plain view. They said, wait.
Of course it was.
It was just right there next to his box of smacks, right there on the kitchen
table.
I'm
sure there was platters of cocaine around Justin Bieber. Just cocaine in every room. Don't feel obligated to bring your coke from one room to the next. Just bring yourself. There's cocaine available in every room of this house. Of course, Justin Bieber is on cocaine. Nobody is surprised about that.
But it was little, you know, Zimbabwe, whatever. It was little ZZ who went to jail for it. And my thing is, how the hell did they find coke in plain view in Justin Bieber's house But this nigga got arrested. Like, if it's not his house, where did you find the cocaine? Was it in his nostrils? Was that the played view? Like, was it on his tongue? Was he, like, shoveling it into a brassiere?
Like, I think if you say, oh, this isn't Justin's, I brought all this coke to Justin's house and left it here, then the police arrest you. Like, I think that's...
That was probably his job.
But why would... Girl, okay. I don't love nobody that much, but all right.
Not... Nobody.
That sound like
Justin's probably like,
shit.
Look, they're going to take you down there. Bail's going to be set at about, you know, a couple thousand. And I'm coming up, you know, I'm going to come get you or whatever. And don't even worry about it. We'll brush all this under the rug. I don't know. There's got to be some kind of, because celebrities do that shit all the time.
Yeah, they do.
So I don't know what it is, like what the agreement is for these niggas to be like, oh, sure, I'll go to jail on your drug or weapons possession.
You know charges. What? That's probably part of it. When they're like, oh, you could be in my entourage. It's like with the understanding that if I get caught with some shit, I'm not going down for this shit.
I'm not.
Like, I'm going to rescue you from your peon ass life.
Right.
Flipping burgers or dropping fries or whatever you're doing.
We can flip a coin, dice, bop it. Whatever. We could.
I'm going to put you in my selfies on Instagram.
Right. We could do whatever the fuck it is we need to do to choose which one of you niggas is going to the jailhouse. But it's not going to be me. We can go by height, alphabetical order, whatever the fuck you want to pick at random, draw sticks, bitch. I don't know what it is that you niggas want to do. But as long as you know that you're going to be in this clique, if they find them, right, you're going to prison.
Exactly. No, that's not for me personally, but you know, if your name is Lil Za, I'm quite certain you don't have anything the fuck else to do. So why not go to jail for Justin Bieber?
But then the reports changed from it being cocaine to Molly and Xanax.
Oh, well.
Which is still, I also believe. Like, either way,
I'm sure all of them were present. I know Justin Bieber got a lot of weed in his house. It's probably at least 7 drugs. Illegal, unauthorized, non-prescription, or not prescribed to you. Drugs in Justin Bieber's house. I'm 100%
And that's
sure
probably not even including like the Fabuloso they drink with a straw. Like,
gross.
Then everybody's high at Justin's house.
We told Justin months ago that if he kept it up with these raggedy ass nigga friends that he was gonna end up in this position.
But you know something? I don't even blame these niggas no more, because this nigga is in custody with a shirt on that looks like it says eggs on it.
I saw an S
as a dollar sign or whatever. Nigga, you clearly don't have no damn direction or guidelines in your life, and so somehow you have found yourself as being Justin Bieber's fall guy. And girl, I don't know what the salary is on that job, so I'm not even going, you know, do whatever the fuck it is that you want to do. Lazeezy.
But nigga, if y'all just got done egging a house, wouldn't you at least change out of the shirt that say eggs?
This is a completely different day.
What? Okay, I'm done. Good night.
It's like they started the eggs mafia. Like, these niggas just like, let's hit up the flea and let's get eggs. Like, what are
you're
you even
doing? You're
not
about to just go in my icebox and take out my good eggs. That's what I can't get over. Like, there's no woman living in Justin Bieber's house. Because any woman would have said, I don't know what the fuck you are doing. But put my jumbo eggs back in that icebox where you got them from.
If you want to egg houses, girl, you take your ass down to the grocery.
That's right.
And get all the eggs that you need, sweetie. But what we're not going to be doing is taking these fresh ass motherfuckers out of this motherfucking refrigerator.
You just have too much money for this. Go do something else. I have a lot of understanding for celebrities and other famous people, very rich people. I get that it can be a lot to just be in regular society or whatever. But girl, you have the means to go do something else at any point in time. So why not just do that? Justin Bieber egging his neighbor's house is so petty for no fucking reason.
For no fucking reason.
If you're that mad at your neighbors, bitch, go buy another house on another street.
If I had the
Are you trying to tell me you don't have the money?
If I had the kind of money that Justin Bieber has, there would be literally nothing my neighbors could do that would bother me that much. And if they did, I would just pack up my shit and I would go live somewhere else.
Unless like, my neighbors were famous,
so
I wouldn't even know who they were.
I have so much money that when I'm at home, I'm going to be so cut off from the surrounding world. Like, I have so many things.
Right.
And so much money to do things. Like, if you're my neighbor and you're getting on my nerves, and I have that money, I probably just call a jet to come get me and take me to Croatia. Like, I'm just gonna go to Europe or just or Southeast Asia or something. I'm just gonna go away. I'm just gonna fucking Madagascar and climb a fucking tree. Like, I do whatever I want. Like, bitch, like,
I don't even know how you could get on my nerves, because I'm not gonna leave my house if I have Justin Bieber money. Like, I would leave my house, you know, for appearances or whatever the fuck you have to do, but I'm not just gonna be outside watering the garden or whatever, getting on my neighbor's nerves or whatever the fuck. Like, I'm gonna be inside my house where I can get literally anything I want in the whole world delivered to me. Like, I don't have to leave. So why do you have problems with these people? Like, girl, Justin, sit down somewhere.
Yeah, Justin, piss off. So let's talk about, you want good or bad?
Good.
You gotta do one. We gotta do them both, I mean.
If you make me talk about the Kardashian, I'm not going to be pleased.
Okay, so.
Great. I'm so glad we had this conversation.
Sierra's pregnant.
Yay!
I mean, okay. Yeah, she's having a child. Congratulations. She's now the fourth future mama.
Yeah. That's one hell of a Christmas card. Congratulations, Sierra. Yeah. I hope you have a very healthy and safe pregnancy and a very healthy and safe delivery. Yes. Amen.
I feel like it's supposed to be a boy.
Okay.
She said that she had a gender preference, but she didn't want to say what it was, although it didn't turn out to be what it was she was looking for, but...
So that means she... Well, never mind.
But she
I'm
said
not speculate
Future
on that.
Got what he wanted, and she's excited.
How many... Do you know if Future has boys or girls now?
I don't.
And I don't care enough to even look it up.
Yeah, I don't even really give a shit what the gender is. I just, like, I guess we have
I
to
just
keep
saw her on The View
it.
Looking like a dark-skinned Kardashian and was like, okay.
I thought she looked very... I think that she's going to be very... she's going to carry it nicely.
No, she's a gorgeous pregnant lady. I'm just saying, like, her face and hair and clothes all remind me of a Kardashian.
Well, you know, she learned a bit, I guess, from the times that they all went to Starbucks or Shake Shack or whatever the fuck it is that they did. And, you know, great. You know, she always, you know, she usually looks very, very nice. So good for her.
I have nothing to say about Sierra.
And
bad
she said
to say
that
about her being pregnant.
She said that she's, or she's been recording her new album since Thanksgiving.
Why record a new one when you didn't do nothing with the last one?
Well, you
one?
Didn't do nothing with the last
see,
one.
This is,
so
see, I was
like,
so close to having nothing but a positive moment. And then you just had to.
But maybe she, I don't know how far along she is. Or whatever, you got pregnant. And if your next album is anything like this one or better, then great. How about you actually promote it and give us some videos and dance, bitch? I don't need too many ballads from you. I've got Promise, and that's quite enough. So if you can come out here and be crunk and be, I'd appreciate it. If that's not what you're looking for, great. I mean, either way, I'm not going to lose anything musically. So
right.
Great. Congrats,
like, I don't...
on your next album, and I hope it's awesome. And she also said, you know, great things about Beyonce, but duh.
It'd be right. Everybody does.
So congratulations to Sierra and her baby. And I also, speaking of Beyonce, I thought it was incredibly petty of TMZ and TooFab.com, where they posted some mm-hmm. shit about when Sierra announced it. They said, oh, Sierra's pulling, or Sierra tries to pull a Beyonce, confirms her pregnancy on The View. How the fuck
Beyonce.
Did Sierra try to pull a Beyonce by announcing that she was pregnant? Hasn't literally every woman who's been pregnant done that? Like, what are you even talking about? And Sierra, they asked her, hey, girl, are you pregnant? She was like, hey, yep, look with the bump. That was it. Beyonce got her ass on the motherfucking stage of the VMAs in a sparkling purple blazer and sang her motherfucking ass off. And then said, hey, here, look at it.
Yeah,
this is it.
This is it.
Coming to slay you in a few more months. They were done in two completely different, like, anyway.
I don't
it's
pay
kind
attention
of,
to TMZ for a reason.
That's kind of the reason why I haven't really been updating my blog, and I'm just kind of trying to figure out what I'm going to do with this shit, because I'm just turned off
I
by,
thought you were going to do, like, the indie musician thing.
I think I am, but I'm just trying to plan it and figure out how I want it to work, but I'm just tired of people, like, if you're going to talk shit or if you're going to make a couple of jokes or whatever at a celebrity's expense, fine, I get it. But, like, pulling stuff completely out of your ass for the sake of having somebody click on your little raggedy ass link, girl. Like, why? Like, if you go say something shady, say something shady that makes sense. Don't just make up something just for fuck's sake. And then you're playing with people's lives when you're trying to say that they coming for Beyonce. Like, you can't just do that shit. Look how quickly Miley Cyrus stepped up to defend herself and say, look, bitch, what you won't do is make up no damn rumors about me and Beyonce. Right. Because no one is trying to have those problems. So, like, why would you even, like... Like, I'm so tired.
Nobody wants those issues, right?
Blog headlines.
Well, how many clicks do you get by saying Ciara's pregnant versus how many clicks you get by saying Ciara copied off Beyonce with her pregnancy announcement? Like, but I get why, like, they do it, but girl,
the clicks shouldn't be worth, like, your, like, what's the word I'm looking
Integrity?
For?
Integrity.
Thank you. That one.
It's not even just TMZ though. It's like reputable news sources do the same thing. Like, I've seen, I don't want to name any specifically, but I've seen
I'm not saying it's just TMZ. I'm
media
saying
media sources. Like, yeah. They publish the purest of bullshit to get you to click on it. Like, it's not news at all. CNN is especially terrible about this. Like, they put up the most trolling ass shit that Don Lemon, old Uncle Tom ass motherfucker, just nobody understands where Don Lemon is coming from anymore. And they love putting on TV as like a conservative black gay Republican, because that shit is crazy and they know people will watch it because it's crazy. And I'm just not a fan of sensational journalism. Okay, sweetie, after the show you and I are gonna just
I don't know anything about Don Lemon besides the fact that he and Moesha's daddy have the same haircut.
Yeah, that's true. Don Lemon is also a homosexual, came out a couple years ago, pretty sure he wrote a book about it. That was before Don Lemon was trash. Don Lemon is trash now.
Are you okay?
You are like staring into space.
I just know that he's constantly getting dragged by black people on Twitter.
Well, because he's always saying something stupid. I mean, I don't drag him because he's not listening, but he's just a fucking idiot. And he's one of those people who will say anything for a check. I don't even think Don Lemon believes in the shit he's saying. I think Don Lemon likes the attention and likes getting paid.
I want to see what happens if you go, Don Lemon is... So here's what Google says. I put in Don Lemon is, and it says, and Uncle Tom.
Yep.
Don Lemon is he married? Don Lemon is an idiot.
Yes.
Don Lemon is a jerk.
Yes.
Don Lemon is right.
No.
So the last, the least popular here seems to be completely opposite of everything else. That's funny. I know nothing about him. Okay, so let's move on to the last. This is the worst show.
What the hell?
This is such a terrible program. So, somebody called Kim Kardashian a nigger lover.
Well.
And she had a problem with that, apparently. I don't even know how I feel about this story. I'm not even sure that I believe
it. I haven't even heard the details of it. I have just heard literally that one part.
Apparently, Kim was on her way to the chiropractor or something, and paparazzi was out, you know, hounding her or whatever.
Okay.
And some 18-year-old was trying to, like, help her and called them a bunch of dumbass niggas. She used the word nigga at some point. And she turned to him and said, you know, you shouldn't use the N-word or something. And he basically was like, fuck you, bitch. I was trying to help your ass out, you stupid nigga-loving slut or something like that.
What?
And so she said... Oh, really? Kanye! She, like, called.
Did she really?
She told Kanye, and he came into the place, apparently, and whooped this man's ass. Or, well, this child, because he is 18-year-old.
Oh, well.
According to the story. Now, I don't know if I believed or not, but, I mean, if you call my fiancé, I mean, look.
Yeah, I get it.
You kind of are asking to get your ass kicked.
No, I mean, absolutely. I really hate when people make me defend Kim Kardashian. It really pisses me off.
I know, right?
So even though I really think people should leave her, like, taunting her in the streets is extremely stupid, I still get why, because, you know, everything she presents is idiotic. But calling her a nigger lover crosses so many, even if it's true, it crosses so many lines that you just can't. Like, it's just the ultimate disrespect. Like, it just is not okay at all to say. Like, it's not even okay for black people to say that. That's right. How bad it is. Like, right. It's terrible. It's derogatory to her and Kanye. So of course Kanye whooped this nigga's ass. Of course he did. Like, Kanye would have been wrong if he didn't.
Kanye would have been wrong if he didn't at least approach his boy for calling her a slut. Like,
Oh, I mean, I'm sure they hear slut all the time.
Yeah, I'm sure they
but
get
nigger
that
lover,
like at least
girl,
17
come
times
on,
a day.
Come on now. Nigger lover.
But
is
nigger
too
lover
much.
Is just.
Now
fine.
That is where I draw the line.
Where
even when discussing
we have
a carpet.
Got to
yes.
Stop.
Now damn it, I put my foot down.
At nigger lover. You won't do it.
Dr. King would not have approved.
So, you know, now they're saying that Kanye is facing or could he's facing an investigation or
whatever.
Oh,
please.
Whatever. Okay.
This boy will settle out of court for money and then be rich.
If it even happened. Whatever. I just needed things to talk about. I'm finished. That's Hot Topics.
Okay, well, fuck that. We're done with that.
Yay! I don't have any more Hot Topics, so let's take a break.
All right.
So, hey, don't forget to go and check out our sponsors over at Hulu Plus. As always, we're still offering you a dope extended free trial at HuluPlus.com/TheRead. So if you go over there and get all signed up, you'll have access to tons and tons of amazing shows and movies, including some of our favorites like Scandal, like Community, which is awesome. And I need y'all to watch it because they need to have 6 seasons and a movie. And so many other shows like The Mindy Project. Girl, go get your life.
Yes, guys, don't forget, that's HuluPlus.com/TheRead. It's a free 2-week trial. It's normally $7.99 a month, but we are hooking you guys up so that you can go check out all your favorite shows. Get caught up. Scandal's on a huge break right now, so if you haven't been seeing it, get caught up on Scandal. There are literally thousands of TV shows and movies that you can watch through Hulu. It's available 24/7 whenever you want, and you can access it on so many different devices, obviously like a computer and phone, but also through a Roku, Xbox One, Apple TV, my favorite, the Wii U. It's got the Hulu app built right in, so head on over to HuluPlus.com/TheRead for that free 2-week trial. Sign up. You will not regret it.
Don't forget the love for the Sony PlayStation 4 users like myself. Hulu's built in that bitch too. So don't forget to go to HuluPlus.com/TheRead and try it out, and let's continue the show. Okay, so we're back, and now it's time for our listener letters.
Yes. You guys, email your questions. It doesn't have to be about your really, really terrible relationships, because I don't know how many times I could tell you guys to break up with these boys, but
I mean, usually, if you feel like we're going to tell you to leave him, just leave him.
But I mean, even if you don't, we're probably still going to tell you to leave him. But anyway, send all your questions to askthereed@gmail.com. And we're going to start this week with an update from Jacorian. If you remember, Jacorian is the guy who wanted to come out to his mother but didn't know how to do it.
Yes.
So he emailed us back and said, "It just so happens that a day before I heard you guys answer my question, I told my mother I was gay. On New Year's Day, she asked what I did for New Year's Eve, and I told her that I just went out. She asked which club I went to, and I named it, not knowing that she already asked my sister what kind of club it was, and my sister had already told her that it was a gay club. So my mom asked if I was gay, and I said yes, and she calmly replied, 'No, you're not. You're just confused,' and I rebuked that in the name of Jesus. I wanted to laugh so hard and say, 'Bitch, I'm not confused. I've been dating guys since I was 15, but I just said, okay. She didn't want to talk about it over the phone, so we said goodbye and hung up. That same night, she started texting me prayers and posting stuff on Facebook like, where did I go wrong? As a mother, we still have yet to talk about it further." So that is not really a happy ending, but that is pretty much what I would have guessed would happen. I'm sorry to hear that, but, you know, I guess it didn't go terribly, but didn't really go great either.
She'll get over it.
Yeah, eventually. I hate to say you got to give her time, because really, you shouldn't have to give your mother time to adjust to it. Like, she should just really get over it, but
I mean, at the end of the day, this is one of those things where it's just like, sweetie, you just gotta do you. And your mother's gonna love you regardless. I really don't think that, you know, it's just something that, yeah, she honestly does need time to just learn to live with.
Okay.
She'll be all right. So, and even if she ain't, child,
I mean, what is she gonna do? Stop you from dating boys? No.
Get your life.
Okay. Our first question this week comes from Moni, who, this is very short. Moni in the middle, where she at? In the middle.
I think that you kind of are before
okay.
me.
Yeah, I'm just old. So anyway, Moni said, "What do you guys look for in a potential significant other, and what are your non-negotiables? For instance, I would never date a cigarette smoker." I wouldn't either, Moni. That is gross.
So is Moni in the middle asking us about...
She said...
like deal breakers, basically?
Yeah. What do you guys look for in a potential significant other, and what are your non-negotiables? Yeah. Your
okay.
deal breakers.
You go first.
Oh, no. Mm-mm. I want to hear this answer from you.
I'm going to do it. You go first.
What? Everybody knows I don't look for potential significant others. So
So I just have to go by myself.
I mean, I guess I could try to think up something, but I don't look for people.
Okay, so things I look for in a potential significant other.
Yeah. Oh, I wish everybody was here to answer this question for you. That would be fun.
You mean like our friend?
Like, yeah, like Dustin and Sante and XD.
Why don't you answer
Kia.
For me? Go
no,
ahead.
No, we've done that before, and that didn't go well.
You should.
Okay, and then you can answer for me.
No.
No, no, no. Yeah, let's do it.
No.
So Kid Fury looks for...
No, he doesn't.
Taller boys.
You're a liar.
Like at least 6 feet. He likes the ones. I mean, he likes them all, but he has a special place in his heart for those who can pass the paper bag test. he prefers the boys with a career or a job of some sort.
Okay, that's
No, I'm not done at all. I'm just scratching the surface. He likes boys who do fun things like play video games and open car doors and
what?
They enjoy, you know, reading and not always being in the club. He doesn't like to be seen, you know, and like posted on the scene.
True.
I know. Everything I'm saying is the gospel. He doesn't like to be like posted up in the gay club every weekend or whatever. It's really more like a homebody. He just likes to kick it. He doesn't want to be around somebody who's going to be like, oh, I'm dating Kid Fury, like being all weird and stuff to his friends. Like, just be normal and not weird. And that's, it sounds so simple, but girl, it's so hard. Like, just don't act. if he could just find a nice, tall, light skinned boy with a decent job, nice, you know, just nice, who doesn't act like a fan, that would be perfect. Somebody who does not know who Kid Fury is and is not on social media.
And doesn't understand the internet.
Right.
No, who understands the internet
but doesn't
want
to go on
it.
Who's like, oh, I don't really have time for that. And if you've never heard of Kid Fury before, you wouldn't be listening to this show, but that would be even better. So that would be like...
What are we doing?
We're talking about what you look for in a potential significant other and what are your non-negotiables.
I don't want to do this anymore.
I don't know your non-negotiables, though. You can tell that.
Pretty much everything.
You definitely have to be a boy. That's non-negotiable.
Or stud.
Oh, really?
I'm opening, I'm expanding my horizon.
I will fight you, actually. So if that's what you want to do, then that'll be what we can do.
No, non-negotiables. I don't know. I don't know. It's usually like spiritual stuff. Like, I don't like liars. I don't like lazy people, although I'm lazy. I don't like...
We can't both be lazy.
Yeah,
then nothing will get done.
Somebody has to get some done. I don't like, I don't know. Like, oh, selfie a day? I can't.
Oh, yeah. Please don't post.
But that goes back into the just, that goes back into the, like, why are you even using it?
Yeah, you shouldn't even be on Instagram.
Like, no one even has time. I don't know. I don't think about this, I guess. I'm, you know, nobody wants me.
Oh, really? Are we about to do that bullshit again? Because at the Houston show, I seem to remember.
So, okay. What are yours? Next question. We have to take a break. And we will be back in a moment.
Okay.
So don't forget to check out our brand new sponsors over at NatureBox. NatureBox is a dope site where you can go and order. Every month you'll get a brand new box of delicious, amazing, smart snacks. And basically, they're snacks that you can feel good about. They're very, very tasty, and they're not filling your body up with a whole bunch of trash. There's no high fructose corn syrup, no hydrogenated oils or artificial flavors or colors. And honey, we got to try some of these. I personally am in love with the acai berry crunch.
It's so good.
And I also love the praline pumpkin seeds. And so you have these delivered, you know, whether you want them to your office or at home, any place where you do your snacking, and they are awesome.
All of the snacks go through rigorous quality standards, and they are approved by nutritionists. Nothing gets past them. This is smarter snacking. I know a lot of people are making resolutions in the new year to make better decisions about their snacking choices. So head on over to naturebox.com. Use promo code THEREAD to get 50% off your first box. You are going to absolutely love it. We love it. They have some great dark chocolate covered almonds that I absolutely devoured. So again, head on over to naturebox.com, use promo code THEREAD to get 50% off, and enjoy some smarter snacking.
NatureBox. Wash up. Let's now, go back to the show.
Yes.
Okay, girl. So let's finish up these letters.
So we're not going to finish? Are you not going to do?
We have nothing else for that portion.
Oh, no. So you're not going to? I answered that question for you. You're not going to answer it for me? That's fine.
Oh, you're looking for?
No.
In your potential?
No, I thought maybe you were just bullshitting, but then I realized that you legitimately forgot. So let's just.
No, I mean, I can do it.
No.
You're looking for someone.
Okay. So our next question
doesn't speak out of turn and
speak out of turn
is what? Obedient.
What?
And you're looking for someone
obedient
who doesn't play that.
Okay.
You don't have time.
All right. That's enough out of you.
You're not looking for anything.
That's right.
Besides your bed.
That's exactly what you should have said.
So it was like, you set me up.
I
next
did.
Question.
Let's go. So our last question comes from Tyler, who says, my name is Tyler. I'm 17 and I've recently met an amazing guy. We have so much in common and I can really see us being in a long-term relationship. There's just one. Yeah. Well, I mean, it's not going to work out, but there's just one issue. I think when the time comes, I won't be able to sexually satisfy him. I'm kind of inexperienced in the sex department and I want to know what I can do to not make things awkward. You can't just say no to everything.
What is this young chap's name?
Tyler.
Hey, Tyler. No.
There's something so wrong with you.
Because Tyler said that he's 17.
He's 17, but he's excited.
You don't need to be satisfying anything but a book.
Come on.
That is it. I get that you've met this, you know, guy and you're excited or whatever. Yay, yippee-doo, and congrats. First of all, you don't need to be thinking about long-term anything. You are 17.
Right.
Like, 2 years tops, you're going to have completely different outlooks on life, music, work, everything. Like,
yeah.
Everything.
And that's
you
gonna
are
continue.
Going to change so drastically in the next, like, few decades that this... Like, I don't even want to, like, you know, shit on your, you know, happy parade because, you know, you met this guy and he's hot or whatever. Congrats. And have a great time. But you don't need to be worrying about long-term relationships or sexually satisfying anyone at 17.
No. Like, what is... Especially since I'm assuming this is, like, your first gay experience and I'm sure there's certain amounts of preparation, maybe mental
some
exercises you have to do mentally to prepare yourself
and physical
for what you're about to do. So
yep.
I caution against, you know, trying to teach teenagers how to do that. I feel like that's not really my place.
I won't be doing it.
But like, seriously, I don't think you need to be. You just met this boy and things always seem great in the beginning.
It's because, you know, when you're 17 and you're young and, oh my goodness, ooh la la, and I'm going to write in my Lisa Frank notebook. And,
yeah.
Oh my goodness, dear diary.
But chances are good, you won't even be on speaking terms with this nigga this time next year, so.
And that's fine.
It really is.
Especially the way gay couples last. If you make it to 3 months, bitch, you've been together for at least 5 years.
Oh, see, I can't say that about lesbians get together and we stay together. We do not break up for shit.
Through thick and thin.
My first relationship with a girl, we dated almost 6 years. So I'm very familiar with being in extremely, like, serious relationships. Just women are just dedicated, I guess. But don't worry about, you know, seeing some great future with this boy or how you're gonna please him
live
sexually.
Live in the moment.
Right.
And get your schoolwork done and, you know, just enjoy the time that you have with this guy. Hell, in a month's time, his breath may be incredibly horrible and you might find a nigga with a fly car and then your priorities are gonna change. Like, you're 17.
And it's okay if your priorities change at age 17.
You know, sure, you're 17. You know, and keep your figgy putting to yourself. Because, sweetie, listen, didn't you watch the waterfalls video?
What is wrong with you?
I don't know.
The waterfalls video. This boy is 17. That video is older than him.
I don't. Okay. All right. So,
oh, my God. Is it really? It better not be.
It probably is.
Oh, my God.
So, Tyler, yeah.
What are we telling Tyler to do?
to live in the moment and have fun. Don't worry about long term anything, and don't worry about sexually satisfying him. You shouldn't be having sex, as far as I'm concerned, anyway. I know that you little young bastards be down here, you know, getting hot all up in the ass and doing all these things in your mama's couch and shit like that, and you should be ashamed of yourself. I'm not talking about Tyler specifically. Right. I'm just saying.
Who do you know that had sex on their mama's couch, though?
All these little badass kids, shit. They're probably fucking in the middle of these blizzards if they can.
Oh my God.
Wherever they can get it. Just all hot in the ass, and they want their damn parents to take care of these babies. Just behave yourself. You don't need to be thinking about sexually satisfying anybody at 17, young man. No. Keep it to yourself.
That's true, though.
Keep it to yourself.
For future reference, you know, if you are with somebody that you trust and love or whatever, and you decide that you want to have sex with him, he's going to be understanding of the fact that you are not sexually experienced, and it will be okay. If you want to have sex with somebody who doesn't understand that you're new to this and they don't know how to go slow or take their time with you, then you should not be sleeping with that person. But that's for future reference once you've known this boy much, much better than you do now. Good luck, though.
Yay.
Stay in school.
All the time. And don't forget, tacos are always greater than men.
Tacos aren't anytime food also as well.
And pizza will never leave you.
Okay, let's move on.
Actually, that's it. That's the end of the letters this week.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Oh, yeah, you're right.
Don't forget, ask3@gmail.com. What are we doing?
Oh, my God.
Ask3@gmail.com.
Yes. God, I forgot my line. Crystal, you had one job.
If you guys have any questions, like fun questions about us, oh, we had one this week about whatever, although I didn't really want to.
Even though you didn't.
No, more talking about that.
No, actually, let's get back into that.
Anyway, so questions about life and things about us personally, we can ask those at ask3@gmail.com and other fun things. And now we're going to take a break.
If you're interested in
goodbye. Hey, people, do not forget to also check out our sponsors at audible.com. As usual, if you go to audiblepodcast.com/read, you will get a free audiobook and a free 30-day trial. Audible has hundreds of thousands of titles, so many to choose from, including the Hunger Games series, which if you're anything like me, you're a huge fan of and are getting ready to go see all these movies. And Jennifer Lawrence is going to slay because she's what? The Girl on Fire. And there's the Mindy Kaling book. There's lots and lots of different things on there. Audible uses a whisper sync technology that allows you to switch from reading to listening on the fly, and it's amazing. So go to audiblepodcast.com/read, check it out, enjoy yourself, and let's get back to our show.
All right, so now it's time to read like we do every week.
Pretty much, or try to do.
And my read this week goes out to the beautiful, beautiful people of New York City. I love you guys so much. I'm one of you. But, sweetie, when it comes to this damn subway, I just feel like there are rules that we should all, like, MTA rules, whatever, nobody gives a shit. But I feel like there are rules that, like, New Yorkers just out of common decency should abide, you know, for the greater good. And the thing that pisses me off probably the most about riding the train is when it's fucking rush hour. It's like 8:45 in the morning or 5:45 in the evening, whichever one. And the train is packed. OK, everybody knows it's going to be packed. Nobody, especially if you're going through Midtown or really anywhere in Manhattan, nobody expects the train to be empty. But girl, when it's super, super fucking full, and some random lady or gentleman decides to cram his or her ass into the train anyway, and then setting off the little sensor shit so that the fucking doors won't close. So then the fucking MTA conductor is leaning all out the window, cussing on the intercom and shit, talking about everybody get out the way. The train can't move until you stand clear of the closing doors. Like, listen, I know it's crowded, but it's called rush hour for a reason. Another great thing about rush hour is that another train will be rushing right behind the one that's about to leave. Now, if you would just get your ignorant ass off of the damn doorway, like, it's not hard. If you see a million niggas in a train car and people are stuffed in like sardines and niggas are like trying to hold their breath and turn sideways and smush their ribs in and shit just to fit on the train, now it's not the time for you to say, hey, I'm just gonna vault my ass into the train with everybody else because I just can't miss this one. Another 2 train is coming in 3 minutes, I know, but I just can't risk it. Like, come on, just don't be that girl. It's so many. I really try.
with patience. I really do. Like, I prayed about being patient. I feel like God is working on me. But, girl.
Steadily.
You people who try to smush your asses onto the train. Like, I don't want nothing to bad happen to nobody, but I just kind of wish one of y'all would fall on the tracks. I mean, I want you to get back up. I don't want a train to, like, run you over, but I just want something bad to happen to you for just a couple of minutes because it's so goddamn inconvenient. Just wait for it. All you doing is holding up the rest of us who got somewhere to be. Home, the daycare, work, strip club, wherever. We all got places to go. We're all in a rush. We get it, girl. Just sit your ass back and wait for the next fucking train. That's all I ask.
Okay.
Whew, it's just been, ugh. God, it's just so annoying. And I will stand there and look at you. Like, if you, I will, I'm
you,
not.
Look at you and look at you. I don't remember.
Glad that they chose us.
Yeah, that's her.
So anyway, but I will sit there and stare at a nigga. Like, girl, I'm not going to try to move to accommodate you. There is nowhere to move. It is wall to wall bodies in here. I already have somebody's penis in my back. I'm shorter than everybody. Like, these kids are looking me in the face. Somebody with halitosis is breathing on me. I'm annoyed already. Nobody loves it. But for you to come and try to squeeze and then look indignant, they be looking like, so you're not going to move? Move where, motherfucker? There's nowhere to go. You just going to have to get on the next train. Ugh, I don't know why. Don't get me started. Oh, my God. I get so annoyed. Anyway, that's my read. Do you have a read this week?
Not really.
Okay.
But I do want to say that 2014 will be the year that I get the rest of Living Single on DVD. I'm sick and tired.
Are you about to read a network?
This bullshit. No, because I heard that the reason a lot of those shows, like Living Single has the first season on DVD, and okay, that's it. I think there are like 5 or 6 seasons of Living Single. So that is unacceptable. There's like 8 seasons of Moesha. I think the first one is on DVD. You know that I'm obsessed with DVDs.
I do.
And having like
you have
my
a lot.
Favorite. Like I have to have them. I think there's like I don't think there are any DVDs of the Parkers. And it's just like it's ridiculous. Like there are just a lot of like black sitcom gems. Luckily I have all of my favorite two. I have well not black sitcoms. My favorite sitcoms are The Golden Girls and Martin, and I have all of them on both. Thank God. But I need the rest of Living Single, and I think that this is ridiculous. And I heard that it's not really the network's fault, but a lot of like guest cameos or guest actors and yeah, maybe some of those shows
guest
had
stars.
Like yeah, guest stars. Some of them didn't, you know, for licensing reasons, I guess they didn't sign things or whatever, and that's why some of those DVDs weren't distributed, but...
What? Like they, oh, like when they come on the show and sing or something.
Yeah, like, I guess...
So the record label has to sign off on that?
Sure. Jesus. I don't know. Something. Like someone, I think Karen Civil told me that, actually.
Oh, okay.
That, you know, a couple of the stars from some of those shows didn't sign something or licensing issues.
So that
blah,
keeps
blah, blah.
All the damn seasons from coming out?
So because of that, because fucking, I don't know, 702 was on an episode of Moesha or something, I have to suffer for it. Like, seriously, just because Montel Jordan sang one goddamn song on the third season of Living Single, now I can't have my shit? I just don't feel like that's fair. So what do we need to do? Someone out there is listening to this, and you know how to answer this question. What is it that I need to do? Do I need to start a petition, Kickstarter? What do we need to do to get the rest of Living Single on DVD? Because I feel like 2014 is the year that I can have all Maxine Shaw, everything.
Yes, and you deserve it.
I do. I pay my taxes.
Was that Montel episode? Was that the one where he was like dating Queen Latifah? Who am I thinking of?
I actually don't know. I just said something.
Oh, never mind. Oh, I think I'm thinking of Grant Hill, maybe. It was some basketball player, some.
Either way, we didn't believe it. But there
right.
was like.
It was just like, even as a child, I was like, girl.
Like, right.
Girl.
Seriously.
Love Queen Latifah, but girl.
Scooter? No.
Oh my God, her new haircut is so cute.
Isn't it?
Oh, bitch. That angled bob is so cute.
Yeah, the angle bob works well on a lot
it
of
people. It does. She looks nice. Anyway.
Well, that's my not my pledge. I don't know what that was, but that's mine.
That was your PSA.
And that's the read.
All right.
And we're finished now.
Kim Fury's in a weird mood today. I can't even explain it. But anyway, you guys, don't forget to head on over to naturebox.com. And start snacking smarter. Get a good start on those New Year's resolutions with 50% off your first box using code The Read.
Praline pumpkin seeds.
I can't wait till we go down south and I should have done it when we were in Houston, had gotten you some real pralines. But yeah, definitely the praline pumpkin seeds through Nature Box are delish. Try those out along with everything else that comes in the fun box. Don't forget it switches up every month.
And also, this is the read.com. Follow us on Twitter. Kefiri and Crystal. And I'm going to do a YouTube video sometime soon. I mean, it hasn't been that long. I've updated her.
I don't even know why you're being defensive right now, because I didn't even try.
You made a face.
Shout out to Houston. We had so much fun at the Reed Live down there last weekend. Y'all were fantastic. We had a great time in Houston. Shout out to all of our friends.
It was so many niggas.
It was a lot of y'all.
And I think that's it.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, let that be it.
Let's think about that for
a minute. No, there is nothing else for you to say.
Let's decide if there are further things.
You are being such a little weirdo today. I'm over it.
Well, TON14, tacos of a niggas.
Girl, good the fuck night.
At Metro, get an iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system for $99.99. Take amazing pictures and share them instantly. And don't put up with life's yada yada.
Yada yada.
Like photo bombers. Zoom, crop out,
yada yada,
and bye.
You don't take yada yada in life, don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Get iPhone 12 with 5G with no activation fees and nada yada yada. Only at Metro by T-Mobile. Switch to Metro, bring your ID. This offer isn't available for customers currently at T-Mobile or that have been with Metro in the past 180 days.
Hey, y'all, this podcast is brought to you by Squarespace, the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. Everyone knows the holidays can take a toll on your bank account, so if you're looking for creative ways to increase revenue and give your family and friends the holiday treats they deserve, then you need to get started with Squarespace's new feature, Squarespace Courses. As for me, I'm very qualified to help y'all learn how to maybe start journaling every day to get your thoughts out and improve your mental health. Or I could teach you how to get on the nerves of every man in a 5-mile radius. I'm an expert at that. Squarespace has the tools you need to create and sell your own online courses. You can start with a professional layout that fits your brand, upload video lessons to teach techniques and skills, and then tailor your course with the powerful built-in Fluid Engine editor. With Squarespace courses, you can create engaging content that your audience will love, then simply add a paywall and set the price. Plus, you can charge a one-time fee or sell subscriptions. It's up to you. Turn your creativity into income with Squarespace courses. Just head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/read to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Again, that's squarespace.com/READ. Let them know Kefiri and Crystal sent you.